All right, you guys are on the record.
Oh, man.
Happy Canada Day.
Wait, is today Canada Day?
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, Canada.
Keep going.
Our home and native land. True patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Go Blues!
Wow. Well, we hope you enjoyed After Talk.
There we go, After Talk.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Oh, man. Have you guys been fitting? Do you guys? I know you guys watch shows for spoiler in time, and as you talk about what you watch on, you know, on the show itself, is there anything like you kind of just squirrel away or like? Because like
To be honest, most of my squirrelage are like I don't know YouTube stuff. Like I dove into Defunct Land, and you know, Red Letter Media. I've started to go back and watch old stuff because it occurred to me like, oh. Even if I wasn't interested in that movie at the time, now that it's 4 years later, I have seen that movie. I wonder what they said about it. And which, by the way, they just this week crossed over a million subscribers after like 12 years of having a YouTube channel. So good on them. They did
assistance pays off.
Yeah, it really does. They built a passionate fan base, and I'm happy for them.
I squirrel away stuff like The Simpsons or Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers only when it's new, but I've been rewatching The Simpsons from time to time. Mostly lately, I did a big long stretch of just when I had extra time and didn't want to do anything else that I had to think about, I'd just watch a Marvel movie. But I made it all the way through the whole MCU.
Oh wow!
Wow. What about you?
We actually cut, this was, I think, the cold open for Cord Killers a few weeks back. Trinkets. Do you remember this? The show at the teenage girls who shoplift.
Yeah.
That show's fine. I'm at the point, like, it's not bad, but it's definitely just like a teen show. It's like Awesomest TV made it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like that demo. It's neat. It's okay, but it's almost kind of a hate watch sort of thing. And then I mentioned this off. Maybe this was off the air, but I finished How to Sell Drugs Online Fast on Netflix, which is a German.
Watching Sabrina very slowly.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like
one episode every 2 months.
Well, I thought you meant like at like 0.75 speed. You're like, they sound so drunk.
I will put a spell on.
How far into Sabrina are you? Because I hear good things about it.
I'm in
the
most recent it's a half of the season, I guess.
Is that right? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. I think I've got like 5 episodes left before I'm caught up.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, I've heard good stuff about it, but it's like I started watching Riverdale for like a minute, and then I couldn't really deal with how kind of goofy it is.
Yeah.
Although, like,
well,
goofy drama.
Apparently, they go out of their way at the beginning of Sabrina to make it very clear that it's some dark stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I mean, dark-ish, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was an episode with tarot cards. That was the one I just watched.
Ooh, more like Scarrow cards.
Yeah.
It's scary.
The Hanged Man.
That's the thing I've heard about it, is that it's a lot of, like, just normal things with spooky names. Like, this is our spooky bread. And let's put some spooky butter on it and evil.
But there's
jam.
Something just like really relaxing about it for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, it's complicated and it's got enough substance that I don't just get frustrated and stop watching, but it's not so complicated that I feel like I have to pay attention.
Mm.
So,
no, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to pivot here because Tom, you're in the LA. Do you ever go down to the VidCon? You ever?
I used to. I don't anymore. No.
Guess who has an 11-year-old daughter who wants very much to go meet her favorite YouTubers at VidCon?
That's not me.
Well, if only you had once worked directly for the CEO of VidCon.
Okay, I didn't expect to have to whip that out, but yeah, it was very satisfying to get two industry passes comped because your old boss is the CEO of VidCon.
You should go and tell people that she's the YouTuber.
I
never
went to VidCon either. So yeah.
but it's yeah, we're gonna be down there for a couple of days.
Oh, cool. When is it?
10th through 13th of July. So we get in, or I think it's actually farther than that. I'm only staying.
Yeah, July 10 through 13.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be around.
Well, I was thinking of going to Disneyland to a certain new.
Were you thinking of taking a trip to the Spire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips on how to make sure that we can get into a certain galaxy far, far away?
I'm sure I could work some up. I have a good friend who is a annual pass holder, mm-hmm. who like he went to Galaxy's Edge the Tuesday that it was open to the public, and so he keeps up on all that stuff, and it probably changes like what your strategies are. So I could text him and find out.
There's no like RSVP online thing. Just
I thought there was like for a 4-hour block.
The one hack that I know probably works is if you make a reservation, and I think you have to buy your Disneyland pass first, then you can make a reservation for the cantina or the lightsaber building. And if you have a reservation for those, then you can go in at the time of your reservation. And once your reservation's done, you can stick around. They won't kick you out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's pretty
because
good.
The way it's working right now is it's open to anybody until they reach capacity, and then they start giving you boarding passes and saying like, okay, check back, or if you have the app, it'll alert you when your group is ready to board to go to Galaxy's Edge.
Hmm.
Got it.
But if you have a reservation, you just go in when it's time for your reservation. Your time.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh yeah, they have a. Oh, added this. I clicked buy
and
tickets
the
on the Disney
totally
website. It's an entire spider web. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I don't normally. I watch a lot of trailers and stuff for like upcoming Netflix stuff because I usually pull the cold opens. And there's usually not too much that's like, oh, I'm really excited to see this or wait to see this, and. The thing, like, I'm saving. I have something. Netflix just got the rights to something that I'm like saving for a special time. I don't know if you guys have ever do this. So they got a concert film from one of the very top singers in Japan, Utada Hikaru. You might know the name. She did this big like 20th anniversary show, and Netflix got the rights to it. And they got her to do the translation for it's the songs, but also like her MC segments and talking bits. And I haven't like worked myself up to see it yet.
Wait, is it because you're afraid of disappointment? Or
no, I'm sure it'll be good. I've seen clips and they've put stuff out before. But it's like I know it will be good. And so I'm kind of waiting for like a special moment.
That is kind of like an unspoilable thing, right? You don't have to worry about finding something out before it. So there's no need to see it right now.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like you're eating your dinner and you know you like the mashed potatoes the best. So you just kind of sequester it off to the side.
Yeah.
And you're
like,
or more specific. Actually, here's more accurate is you're eating your Lucky Charms and you keep avoiding those the marshmallows so that you could just at the end go like marshmallow.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Because it's like because you don't get a lot of translated concerts and stuff, right? It's very difficult because no one will go through the time to translate the music and time it to the lyrics and stuff. And so I kind of want to make it a thing where I have friends come over and watch it with me because they'll be able to follow along because the lyrics are a big deal. And so I think I'm also kind of waiting for that. I don't know. It's have you guys ever saved anything like that?
I'm certain that I have many times.
But I guess you guys watch stuff with your wives.
It changes things when there's the spouse agreement because there's certain things that you need, you know, that per agreement you're going to save to watch with your spouse. But unfortunately, sometimes you save it so long that you never go around to seeing it. Mm-hmm. And then like, for example, we were really enjoying What We Do in the Shadows, but our schedules became desynced. And so finally I was just like, I'm watching all these.
Yeah.
Which has been fun. there was something else. Did we talk about this last week that I got Josie watching Cowboy Bebop?
No.
Yeah, she's barreling through all of those.
Oh, wow.
She's halfway through the entire series.
Oh, sure.
Man, does that hold up? It's so good.
What are you watching them on?
You probably have DVDs or Blu-rays, don't you?
I believe it's on Hulu. Yeah, we do. But I like watching it up here in the studio. When I don't think we have a DVD player. But
three computers.
man, just watch.
It's on Hulu and on Tubi.
Yeah,
apparently on Tubi.
Tubi.
Or not Tubi. Yeah,
you can watch it on Tubi or not Tubi.
That's right. It's called Hulu. didn't they make some animated films, right?
They made one. They did Cowboy Bebop the movie, which has, man, if you see nothing else, just the opening sequence of Cowboy Bebop the movie, I swore was rotoscoped. It was so good. It was very clear that they took live footage and then didn't. Found out through a Reddit thread that the dude who does those sequences, right down to the fisheye lens and all of that is just free-handed. None of it is like he sees the way a camera would portray reality and then exactly gets it. It's extraordinary.
Huh. Interesting.
That's crazy. Yeah. So if you're listening right now, just YouTube Cowboy Bebop movie opening sequence and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Sure.
I'm right in the middle of watching The Third Man with Joseph Cotten.
Right. Is that we talked about this before the stream started and I didn't get a good sense of what The Third Man is, or I was busy dealing with some technical.
So it's,
is it a sitcom?
It's part of Current Geek Film Fest. We're going through and watching the sort of consensus picks for the greatest films of all time.
Oh.
In reverse order. So every movie we watch is less good than the last one. and The Third Man came out in Britain in 1949, the U.S. in 1950. Mm-hmm. And it tells the story of the post-war occupied Vienna, which is split into four quadrants. There's a Russian, French, UK and American quadrant. And this writer shows up because his friend invited him, told him he had a job there. And when he shows up, he finds out his friend has died in a car wreck. He got hit by a car. He was crossing the street, got hit by a car. And so they attempt to shuffle him out of there. But he's like, wait a minute, something doesn't add up. And so he starts investigating it and he finds out his friend was caught up in the black market. There's all these political struggles between the Russians who want this girl who had a fake passport. And he gets pulled into this underworld of occupation era Vienna, Austria. And it's a noir epic. And the Third Man title comes from the fact that the official police report were that two men carried his friend to the side of the road after he got hit. But the guy who was cleaning the window saw a third man. And so Joseph Cotten's character looking for this third man to find out why he wasn't mentioned and uncover what really happened to his friend.
Huh. Very cool. What are you watching on that? Or watching that
Netflix.
On Netflix. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget. Because, yeah, that's the thing. Netflix has just like a bunch of older films like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just went on to just watch and was like, where is it? I'm like, oh, look at that. It's on Netflix. Yeah.
That was
crazy.
One of the things that we were so jam-packed, we didn't get the chance for me to sell Scott on this idea. But here's my proposal for the Cord Swinger plan. Cancel everything and subscribe to Just Watch, which means the moment you want anything, you go to Just Watch, and wherever it is, you buy it. And then you instantly cancel the account, because once you buy a month, you could cancel it immediately and you'll keep it for the remainder of the month. Mm-hmm. I think virtually none of these services kick you out immediately.
Right.
So you
had a name for this because this is iterative of
bankrupt. We called it like Cord bankruptcy or streaming bankruptcy or something.
I don't think it was bankruptcy, but now it's all centered around Just Watch, and the idea being just spend whatever money you want and like the only, like up to and including just renting movies willy nilly, which is what I've been doing.
Yeah, or buying season passes for that, like that Game Show Network show he mentioned. I was like, maybe you just buy a season pass for that.
Yep.
I don't know if it's available or not, but yeah.
That Idiot Test show is on Netflix. Netflix has a few seasons. Oh.
How about Scott's surprise that anyone doesn't like Big Bang Theory?
We get siloed a little bit, right? It would be like logging onto someone else's Netflix profile, right? It would be like a completely different world.
Yeah.
My family fell in love with Idiot Test over the holidays this past holiday, and I didn't bring it up because I hated it.
What is the conceit of the show?
It's basically a game show where people take like trick.
Oh, it's a bunch of gotcha questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's all with this touch screen. So it all looks like they're playing like a flash animation game or something. And so it's like touch the biggest circle and
right.
It's the O in touch instead of all the things on the screen. Or it's all gotcha stuff like that.
Got it.
And also the host, I think, is kind of mean. He's not a fun kind of guy. It's like it's kind of like Nailed It, right? Like Nailed It, it's very light and friendly. So everyone can kind of beat on them, you know, beat down on themselves.
And the contestants are in on the joke. They know right. that, I mean, they're not aiming to do poorly, but they know that that even a failure is a win in its own right.
Right. Where this guy is just kind of lean into the word idiot. And so it just kind of feels a little aggressive. Yeah. I don't know. But the family liked it. We watched a surprising amount of it for how much we kept talking about how we hate it.
We're like, this is garbage. Oh, let's
hate watching is a thing.
Just one more episode. Justin confessed that he's just full on hate watching season 3 of Handmaid's Tale.
I'm waiting for that season to be finished, and then I'll.
Eileen doesn't really. She has mixed feelings about Handmaid's Tale in the previous two seasons because she's like, it's so heavy. I don't know if I want to watch a heavy thing, even though it's good. And then she heard that this season is just weird and totally different because they've gone off book entirely and gone back on some things that she's like, I don't even know if I want to watch it. So yeah. I might have to watch that one myself if I want to watch it.
Weird. The Disney tendrils are making their way into Handmaid's Tale.
They produced this before the merger. I know.
Hey, the Handmaids are princesses.
Yeah, the fact that Offred is a Disney princess, I just like, whoa, where are they? That's so weird.
Instead of a crown, she has the white blinders.
All right.
You know, it just has musical numbers in every episode.
Well, it's not a musical, Tom. Okay.
Oh, man. Right. That Vampire Council scene.
So good.
That's that
moment. And based in truth, partly. Like a lot of the stuff they say of like, yeah, he wanted to be here, but we tried to book him and we couldn't.
It's very clearly no longer fiction, but instead the actual conversation of all of the principals in that moment.
So good.
So we cleared out like the front acre and a half at the property. So I think I'm going to run out there. While the sun's still shining.
Cleared out.
All right.
More trees?
No. Just all of the weeds and stuff.
Oh,
So when you get to all those weeds, you'll be making hay while the sun's still shining.
That's exactly right. Sure. Indeed I will, sir.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Love you, patrons.